United States.
Lexington. Love story. The sources of the news media meltdown over the pop star, the tight end, and the Super Bowl.
This is not a column about Taylor Swift. It is possibly something more ridiculous, a column about all the columns about Taylor Swift. And yet attention must be paid because so much attention is being paid. That is the ineluctable logic of the media politics complex, a philosophical school of which Donald Trump is the American Aristotle. Ms. Swift is no slouch either. Any news organization would be deceiving readers about the reality of American life by ignoring the national convulsion over the relationship between Ms. Swift and Travis Kelce, a tight end for the Kansas City Chiefs, an American football team competing in the Super Bowl on February 11th. And yet any news organization must also reckon with the complexity that this reality has its basis in unreality, not in fact-free lies about a stolen election, but in fact-free speculation about whether the romance is a real love affair or a cross-branding triumph by two marketing savants, or, darker yet, a psychological operation hatched by the Pentagon to re-elect President Joe Biden. The Pentagon has denied this. Having described that basic background, your news organization approaches a fork in the road. Down one route lies further credulous or cynical conspiracy theorizing. This is the route chosen by some stars of Fox News. Down the other, news organizations can poke at those who traffic in conspiracies while not ruling out the cross-branding theory and speculating about if and with what effect Ms. Swift might endorse Mr. Biden as she did in 2020. As these news organizations intensify and prolong the attention to the artist and the athlete, they are doing their jobs. They are covering what has come to be defined as news. They are also harvesting the fruits of the fascination with Miss Swift, a subject all Americans appear to think about even more frequently than the males do the Roman Empire. Small wonder, by the way, that Super Bowls are gassily enumerated in Latin. This one is LVIII. There is a third branching from this particular fork, down which the self-loathing columnist, racked, yet also tickled, at the prospect of writing about Ms. Swift and Mr. Kelce, might venture in search of a high-minded rationale. Inevitably, that columnist will collide with Daniel J. Boorstin. Boorstin, a historian, set out to understand what had led Americans to create the thicket of unreality which stands between us and the facts of life. In The Image, a book he published in 1961, Boorstin concluded that we expect too much from the world. When we pick up the newspaper, we anticipate learning of momentous events. Yet the real world does not supply spectacular novelty very often. This imbalance was not obvious when the first newspaper published in America. Public occurrences, both foreign and domestic, appeared in Boston in 1690, promising news just once a month. But then came advances in technology, the rotary press in the 19th century, followed by radio and television in the 20th, and the definition of news began to inflate to fill all that space, and with it all that yearning for something new, something interesting. Boorstin argued that the imbalance between demand and supply was corrected by the invention of the pseudo-event. This was a happening or statement that did not arise spontaneously out of the natural flow of events in the world, but was created, often by a canny public relations agent. This kind of news now so defines the daily representation of reality beyond our direct experience that it is hard to imagine apprehending the world without it. To Boorstin, the pseudo-event was a potentially dangerous means of distortion, a way to shape perception by exploiting the thirst for novelty. Joseph McCarthy, the red-baiting senator from Wisconsin, was a natural genius at generating pseudo-events, turning journalists into reluctantly grateful consumers and purveyors of his product. Many hated him, all helped him. Sound familiar? Boston was writing in what now seems a leisurely age, before the internet stretched the canvas for news to infinity, while wrecking the economics of the industry, rewarding ceaseless nattering while discouraging costly reporting. These developments amplified the power of pseudo-events, as Mr. Trump, always his own best publicist, has shown. Does Mr. Trump mean it when he says that if elected president again, he might impose tariffs of more than 60% on imports from China? It is possible that even he does not know the answer. It may matter someday, but it does not matter now. Not for the ephemeral needs of news and politics. What matters is whatever next hyperbole will briefly sate those same ephemeral needs. Provided it keeps spinning, the process is accretive. The more attention Mr. Trump gets, the more attention he will get. One result of all the artificial novelty, according to Boston, was the debasement of achievement. People could become famous without doing anything heroic. The celebrity, Boston wrote, is the human pseudo-event. He has been fabricated on purpose to satisfy our exaggerated expectations of human greatness. Miss Swift's music is a mighty achievement. One that has made her not merely a celebrity, but a hero to her hundreds of millions of fans, whatever pseudo-events she has confected along the way. She has courted publicity by appearing at Mr. Kelsey's games, rather than privately cheering over nachos and chicken wings at home. Yet even Fox News interviewed a body language expert who concluded that the feelings between the two were real. It remains possible that the romance is staged to be vivid and dramatic, that it has, in Boston's terms, only an ambiguous relation to the underlying reality. But maybe all this coverage is a perfect, self-satirizing crystallization of this media era, a pseudo-pseudo-event, not devised by a publicist, but created by media speculation itself. Not something shallow, being exaggerated into significance, in other words, but something profound being turned into something silly. One can hope.